5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Good morning, I'm Steve, and you guys might notice I'm wearing my brightest yellow shirt today because I'm going to be a watchdog.
Are you doing it again?
Oh, wow. Okay.
I get to go.
Does everyone do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Whenever other watchdogs see each other.
So, like Ted Lasso?
Hallway. Yeah.
Were they the Diamond Dogs?
The Diamond Dogs. Yeah, that's what it seems like you're doing. It seems like you're stealing that.
In case you're not sure what a watchdog is, D-O-G-S means Dad of Great Student, and I'm going to my daughter's school today to help mold young minds. After I leave here, I'm going right there, and I basically get put to work by the
public school
system for a couple of hours, and I look forward to it, and Evelyn's super excited about it because it means I get to eat lunch with her today at a special table,
Ooh. And
she's pretty excited about that. So
that's so cute.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Get to eat some elementary school pizza or something for lunch today.
Oh, I hope it's the square one.
Yeah.
Do they make another kind?
Probably. I don't know.
That'll be fun.
Maybe they get like Pizza Hut nowadays.
You want to stop at a bar beforehand, take some shots and pregame?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Steve, what if you end up like having to do like discipline for the day or like something? Or like you're the school nurse's assistant. Like, oh yeah, it's boil day.
Ew.
It's lice day.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all lined up and I just get to pop boils.
Oh yeah.
Gross.
Everyone stinks a little more like old onions.
Steve's here for scoliosis check.
Do they still do that? I don't think they do.
He's getting checked.
Where they make you take off your shirt and touch your toes.
Yeah,
or something.
We had to get down to our underwear, which I don't understand as an adult.
No,
I thought it was
didn't.
Weird. Absolutely true.
That's not weird. Right. Yeah. My mom was a school nurse. That is not right.
Yeah, the scoliosis check. Yeah, that was a big thing in the
You had
80s.
To go, and at that age, everybody was wearing tighty whities, and then bend over in front of the teacher with your butt facing them, and then do it again from the front.
It was the teacher? It wasn't even the nurse?
We didn't have a nurse.
That
was for rich schools. I'm not kidding. I didn't.
Right.
I thought that was only on TV.
Wait, no. You had your pants off when you did that?
I'm not kidding. You think
underwear.
I'm being silly?
I mean,
no,
I
made everyone strip down to their underwear.
Oh, we had to take our shirt off, but to check the alignment of your spine. Yeah, I guess scoliosis was a scourge in the 80s.
We were talking about it in the locker room as we got ready to go out because boys on one end of the gym, girls on the other, they'd lowered a curtain in between.
Man, yeah, they checked you when you were like second grade or something because that's when it starts to develop. And
we had to do it every
middle
year.
School. Yeah, it was every year in middle school, fifth through eighth.
They just didn't make us get naked for it.
I remember saying, why do we have to have our pants off so you can see our spine?
What did they say?
Just do it.
Because how else are we going to get turned on, Greg?
By the way, the teacher that did it, we always had one of those nicknames where it's...
Mr. Erect?
Kind of like that. His name rhymed with Jolly.
Okay.
So,
oh, Jolly Raleigh.
That's the one?
Yeah, you said it in the in our best of hour.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You're talking about
that's him, too.
Take down your pants. You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
Yes, sir, Jolly Raleigh.
I don't think I've ever been checked for scoliosis by anybody.
Maybe you should have been. Maybe you should have been 5'8".
I guess.
Maybe you want to get down to your underwear and go down to Andy's studio.
You can probably check.
I mean, of the people here, isn't that who you'd trust?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to ask my mom.
Yeah.
That's shady, right?
That is shady. The fact that it wasn't a nurse is already shady enough, because, like, how is a teacher even trained to do that? Second, you were in your skivvies. Like, that's not right. You should never be in your whitey tighties in a classroom.
I had to sit on a rubber rocket every time, nude, every time they checked for lice. Okay, that one's not true, but the first one's absolutely true.
Yeah. Well, you have to check for lice in your butt.
Ew.
Okay, AI says during a scoliosis screening, you might need to remove your pants or lower clothing to allow the examiner to fully assess your spine and back.
Assess.
Yeah. Yeah, my spine doesn't go to my legs, though. Like, it doesn't go below my taint. So,
I don't have a tail like a cat or a dog that I hide in my pants.
Although, maybe they want to check for vestigial tail. You know, I mean, they might want
to see
if you've got a little nub back there.
Oh, my God. Actually, speaking of tails, hey, I'm Kelly. And yesterday, my neighbor called a penis a front tail. And I will never look at men the same. Like, she was like, yeah, penises are just front tails.
That makes your avatar dreams come true.
I was like, good Lord, what'd you just say?
Yeah, when I'm happy, mine goes up in the air, too.
Yeah.
Like a feisty cat.
Yeah.
I can't get mine to look like a question mark.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, some people can. Some people are a little crooked.
Some people start that way.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
mine's crooked like an Ibunisha or something? Like what?
Shibu Inu?
Shibu Inu.
Ibunishu.
Ibunishu.
I bet you just said something racist in Japanese.
Probably. Who knows? I don't know. Got a bent carrot.
I have an awkward penis question for the gentleman.
All right, I probably have an awkward penis answer.
Do you ever,
I don't know if I want to answer this, no matter what it is.
I think I'm willing.
Like to hear the question, please.
I think it's a good question.
Okay.
And ladies, you may have some experience with this as well.
Okay, turn your radio up, kids, and potential
there
lovers.
There shouldn't be kids listening to this.
That's right.
That's a fact.
This is Free Beer's awkward penis question of the week.
I don't know. That's not what this is.
Free
I don't
Beer's
do this
front
every
tail
week.
Question.
Okay. I have a question about your front tail.
Okay. Since we don't have any phones, do you want to bring like Joe and Laura in from the sister station?
Oh, Laura would know everything about this.
She loves front tails.
I don't know.
You want me to go get her?
No. Do your own show. Just kidding.
My penis. It
your
stinks.
Front tail starts to fill with blood because good times are a coming.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You're growing.
Does it ever start to fill at the tip first?
Like
so
a,
it might
like
be
like
very thin
balloon?
Towards the back, but the front.
Like, so you start, it starts to look like Dark Helmet from Spaceballs?
A little bit.
So
like towards the base, it would still be pregame sized, and then towards the end, it would be.
Okay, so
moving on to greater
so it's
heights.
Like a, it's like that, it's like a skip it.
I don't know what a skip it is.
It's that ring that you put around your foot, and then it's got a big ball on the end, and you skip around.
Okay.
So it starts to grow like a pencil with a novelty eraser?
Yeah.
Like a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah.
A big penis.
Now that Steve has said skip it, all I
it's nothing like that.
Free Beer spinning in circles and Kayla jumping.
Oh, that would be fun.
I can't answer that question. I don't have a front tail.
No, but you've never seen one? Like, what's the deal with that?
No, I've seen a front tail before, yeah. But
I bet you've never seen one do that.
Not like a weird balloon, no.
Yeah, I've always...
it's like a weird balloon.
Yeah, one of those balloons you blow
You know what it reminds me of?
It's the tip of it. You're like, the hell is wrong with this balloon?
You know those like slidey toys in the yard that you fill with water? And when you plug the hose in, sometimes one end will fill up all the way and then it's like that.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Are you like squeezing the tip of it?
Not doing anything
happens?
To it.
Wow.
Hmm.
You have no rubber bands or anything?
Yeah, you don't
weird?
Have a C-ring on or
no,
anything
there's
like that?
No, this is just... I didn't say it happened to me. I asked
only
if it happened to you.
Guys. Look, I ain't no doctor, but that ain't right.
It doesn't happen.
Oh, God. He's got my penis.
It does not happen every time.
Skip it.
That's pretty close, actually.
Okay.
It's not so spindly at the base. I mean, it can still support itself.
All right.
And it doesn't stay that way for long. Like 5 seconds, a minute, 2 days, whatever.
There was one time in elementary school. Where
this better be about skip-its and not penises.
It's about
skip-its. What did you want to say?
No, elementary. but I tied one of those skip-its because the rope part fell off of it, so it was just a ball. I tied a jump rope around it and walked it around the playground like it was, and I called it my pet. I named it Marshmallow because nobody else would play with me.
Oh, that isn't sad at all.
Malin. That's pretty sad.
Me and Marshmallow. And then when some other kid would play with it, I was like, you mother bleeper.
That's my
Give
Marshmallow.
Give me Marshmallow. We got some playing to do.
So back to your weird
penis. Yeah, back to your weird penises. Like, are you putting Viagra in your penis?
No, I'm not putting anything in it.
Like, it's working from the out in?
Yeah, it's plugging it up.
There's no additives whatsoever.
I think I've never noticed that. I think mine just is like more of a proportional thing.
That's what it looks like. If you put glasses and a tie on it, that's what.
Okay.
Thank you to whoever sent that.
Your penis is weird, I'm calling. Okay.
Swollen like my head.
Again, I did not say this is something that.
No, I mean, it could be anyone's penis.
Yeah, sure. It's just, again, it's just Freebeer's awkward penis question of the week.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get to the penis part.
Drawn from the penis questions that come in throughout the week.
Yeah. If you want to ask one, send it in.
Yeah, send in your awkward penis questions. 1-800-947-3979.
Bulbous for her pleasure.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't stay that way.
Well, it would be, I mean,
it's like a bowling pin.
Honestly, it would be pretty hard to
upside down
insert a blow pop with a soft stick.
Especially if the stick had been sitting in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's not
I feel
easy.
Like it's primarily a cold situation, you know.
Like you're sick?
No, like it's cold.
Like, cold, like temperature. It's chilly. So it starts.
Like put in the microwave
okay, so
and
like,
you back up or
so
something?
When you get aroused while in Lake Michigan.
That wouldn't be, yeah, that would probably be accurate.
Yeah.
Hmm. I've never done that.
Oh. Difficult.
I'm not aroused by fish.
Not easy.
Yes, that's a lie. You
of
have an
all
aquarium.
The people. Yeah, of all the people.
Yeah. Only if it's leaking, then it's hot.
Yeah, you're the closest thing we have to the deep.
That's awful. That is so mean. That is the meanest thing anyone currently in this room has ever said to me.
I think we've learned a lot.
No.
Well, if you see it, it's pretty funny. It's, if you get a chance, ladies, it turns out you'll think it's hilarious.
Okay. Arousal from the tip down.
Okay. You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.